Hi, this is Mary, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Genesis chapter 43 in the HCSB version of the Bible. This is what it says. Now the famine in the land was severe. When they had used up the grain they had brought back from Egypt, their father said to them, "Go back and buy us some food." But Judah said to him, "The man specifically warned us, 'You will not see me again unless your brother is with you. If you will send our brother with us, we will go down and buy food for you. But if you will not send him, we will not go. For the man said to us, 'You will not see me again unless your brother is with you.'" "Why did you cause me so much trouble?" Israel asked. "Why did you tell the man that you had another brother?" They answered, "The man kept asking us about our family. Is your father still alive? Do you have another brother?" And we answered him accordingly. "How could we know that he would say, 'Bring your brother up here'?" Then Judah said to his father Israel, "Send the boy with me. We will be on our way so that we may live and not die, neither we nor you nor our children. I will be responsible for him. You can hold me personally accountable. If I do not bring him back to you and set him before you, I will be guilty before you forever." If we had not wasted time, we could have come back twice by now. Then their father Israel said to them, "If it must be so, then do this. Put some of the best products of the land in your packs and take them down to the man as a gift: some balsam, some honey, aromatic gum and resin, pistachios and almonds. Take twice as much money with you. Return the money that was returned to you in the top of your bags. Perhaps it was a mistake. Take your brother also and go back at once to the man. May God Almighty cause the man to be merciful to you so that he will release your other brother and Benjamin to you. As for me, if I am deprived of my sons, then I am deprived." The men took this gift, double the amount of money, and Benjamin. They made their way down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with him, he said to his steward, "Take the men to my house, slaughter an animal and prepare it, for they will eat with me at noon." The man did as Joseph had said and brought them to Joseph's house. But the men were afraid because they were taken to Joseph's house. They said, "We have been brought here because of the money that was returned in our bags the first time. They intend to overpower us, seize us, make us slaves, and take our donkeys." So they approached Joseph's steward and spoke to him at the doorway of the house. They said, "Sir, we really did come down here the first time only to buy food. When we came to the place where we lodged for the night and opened our bags of grain, each one's money was at the top of his bag. It was the full amount of our money, and we have brought it back with us. We have brought additional money with us to buy food. We don't know who put our money in the bags." Then the steward said, "May you be well. Don't be afraid. Your God and the God of your father must have put the treasure in your bags. I received your money." Then he brought Simeon out to them. The steward brought the men to Joseph's house, gave them water to wash their feet, and got feed for their donkeys. Since the men had heard that they were going to eat a meal there, they prepared their gift for Joseph's arrival at noon. When Joseph came home, they brought him the gift they had carried into the house, and they bowed to the ground before him. He asked if they were well, and he said, "How is your elderly father that you told me about? Is he still alive?" They answered, "Your servant, our father, is well. He is still alive," and they bowed down to honor him. When he looked up and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, he asked, "Is this your youngest brother that you told me about?" Then he said, "May God be gracious to you, my son." Joseph hurried out because he was overcome with emotion for his brother, and he was about to weep. He went into an inner room to weep. Then he washed his face and came out. Regaining his composure, he said, "Serve the meal." They served him by himself, his brothers by themselves, and the Egyptians who were sitting with them by themselves, because Egyptians could not eat with the Hebrews, since that is abhorrent to them. They were seated before him in order by age, from the firstborn to the youngest. The men looked at each other in astonishment. Portions were served to them from Joseph's table, and Benjamin's portion was 5 times larger than any of theirs. They drank, and they got intoxicated with Joseph. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you again for this continuing saga of Joseph's story and how there is going to be a reunion soon, and I'm really grateful to see that. But Lord, how beautiful that Joseph remembered who his brothers were. He had all of it in his mind, and he knew their ages and their stages and everything, and I just love that part of the story. As I prayed yesterday, Lord, I'm going to pray for our family relationships. Lord, for those who are estranged from their moms, I pray that a little bit of reconciliation would happen even this week. For those who are broken by their fathers, I pray, Lord, that you would show us and show me, because I was broken by my father, that you are the father who will never leave. You are the father who is good. You are the father who loves well. And so, Lord, that is something I'm coming to understand finally. I understood it in my head, but it's taken me almost a lifetime to understand it in my heart. And so for those who have had difficult fathers, I pray that we would not project onto you what our fathers were like, but that we would take you at face value from the scripture. And from the scripture, you are a good, loving, everlasting father who will not leave, who will not forsake, who loves his children, and who tends to them. And so thank you for that. I pray for those other relationships and families, cousins and aunts and uncles, grandparents, where there might be some brokenness. And I pray that light would be shed, especially on those dark places, Lord. I know there are a lot of family systems where it's pretty much just guaranteed that everyone's going to be silent about everything because we're not supposed to talk about negative things. And so, Lord, I actually believe that healing happens in the light. And so, Lord, would you shed some light on some of those dysfunctional family structures that we grew up with? And Lord, I pray that as we are with our families today or our current families, that you would empower us not to make the same kinds of relational mistakes that our forefathers did. But even in that, I know 100% of humanity is broken, and I know I'm making a lot of mistakes as a parent, and I have made a lot, and I have had to apologize. And so, Lord, I pray you'd help us to stay humble and realize it's not all about people hurting us, but that we have that same capacity every day to hurt others. So please forgive us for the harsh words that we have spoken and for the grudges that we have held and the bitterness that we have nursed. We can't change the other, but we certainly can change ourselves by the power of the Spirit within us. And so I pray for all of that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you want to help the podcast in a little way, you can leave a little review. So you can give it some stars. You can write a couple sentences. It just helps the podcast get into the hands of more folks. So thanks in advance for doing that. And I hope you have an amazing day.